this is a different service. I mean, he's getting deeper into their lives. Somebody here, and you're not really like, you're not that really that old or that, but you have a call and you don't know what it is. And you would think he wouldn't choose you, because if you're called to handle the word and things like that, you're kind of scared about things like that. Well, so was I. I know some of you think I got overhealed. So somebody said, I wish he'd take about half of it back. I couldn't get up or testify or nothing. But listen, you got a call, and you need to know it so that you'll handle it right. Don't have to find out after something and then. So, so you're going to start teaching and preaching while you're working, and then you'll work your way into that, and it won't be a long time. Sometimes he shows me who, sometimes not, and he just, why? Because sometimes it has to be the person that's able to totally make the decision. They have to totally make it, or they'll be in doubt and things. So when they totally make the decision, then he'll start taking them forward. So you're here, and the idea's been on you very, very heavy. It's God. If you want to come up, it's okay. That's up to you. Yes, sir. It's getting time, you know. Come on. Raise those arms up. What he's going to do is he's going to come in, because you know, he knows that you know. He's going to expedite. You've got information that can put you over right away, which is what you'll do with all the time. God, you can pray an anointing down. You're ready, aren't you? Father, in the name of Jesus, release this in him. We're glad to have a part of a ministry like this. So release it. Release it in him now, in Jesus' name. Take that next step with him, Father, and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Woo! Teach. I saw something empty and then it was filled. I don't know if it was a church or what, but I do know you're close to something. So hang on and go with it. It would be good to make sure that this is just to help you find your feet on the right path. It's not to pray less than an hour in tongues throughout the day. Okay. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for sending him forward. And I said, there'll be a day we'll preach there. Or be in an evangelistic meeting with him. Women should be allowed to preach. Yeah. Yeah. they kind of misunderstood some of those verses through there. You have to meditate it and in proportion with the whole book. Hallelujah, Jesus. There he is. When Paul gave the list, head of Christ is God, and head of the man's Christ, and head of the woman is the man. Gets interesting after that. Oh, are you up here on the ministry thing? My gosh. He's been wanting a chance. It's something that he'd take it tonight. He's been wanting a chance to get into this. But you'll find something being expedited on the inside, and you'll find that your faith will increase in that area of taking a step. In Jesus' name. Got it? So, Father, set him free and the rest of them. In Jesus' name. Amen. A woman prophesying or praying with her head uncovered dishonors her head. There was a definite order that the man was responsible for the family, for the support, for the whole nine yards. Anyway, I'd have to teach on the whole book to clear that up. Don't have time here. Those verses are incredible. Somebody, you've been asking him, kind of,
how do you know?
Because he told me. He says, if I'm called, then you have him say something about it again. Just do it one more time and I'll... Okay, you got it. You got it. Now come up. You know better than to know that they're not, you think they're not here. You know better than that. I think we're going to get to teach tomorrow. He's getting caught up on this stuff. Come on. Come up. This is so good. This is so good. What you're doing is taking another step. And he'll be in it. Oh, I've preached with Marilyn Hickey, and the Happy Hunters was there one time. Do you remember who they were? Charles and Frances Hunter. I was preaching a meeting with them and with her. And I was sitting on the front row, and the Happy Hunters had that night. And she was up telling how much energy they had at her age. She says, we just have tons and tons of energy, don't we? And she turned around to her husband. He had fell asleep in the chair on the platform. I never will forget that. I lost it, fell off the front row on the floor. You know? Can I say that, John? You get ready, because he's here. He's giving it to you. Of course, I caught him asking. I'm sure I'm going to get to do some teaching tomorrow. What do you like? to hear about the word in action or see it in action. Now you're up here because there's a call or something on you, and you know it, and you want to take the next step in things. You're right. You're right, there is. Would you go to a mission field? Feeling you would, just because he told you, you wouldn't even assess danger and things like that. It's true. Oh, Jesus. She's real. Called. According to the early teaching, and a man being a bread owner, he was supposed to support the wife and the children and things, even though the women were called too. A lot like to deny that. But she would let her hair grow long. It was a sign that she's under the covering of her husband. So that was the sign, they said, that when a woman would minister then, they would know that she was in subjection, which was important to them. But yes, many women are called. Some of them have the powerfulest messages. So he's going to use you in his power. You do know that. Okay. Father, in Jesus' name. Yes. Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, bring him all the way in. He'll serve you and do everything you'll have him to do. Everything, Father, no hesitation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Up because you feel like you have a call. He let me know there was going to be one of these. Yeah, I mean, I didn't call it exactly, but he let me know in the first service. So you can just bet it's real. Father, from this moment forward, he'll know more about the direction. Oh, Jesus. And you're healed. No more fever. Now you. There was a little hangover from him there. Well, you're willing to obey.
Yes, sir.
Anything he'd have you do. I got some good news for you. He's going to have you do some things. But the thing is, you'll know it too. It'll come to you and you'll know that you're supposed to. And I seen an overseas, just not like moving or anything. I wouldn't know that part. But just something to do with overseas and ministry. And coming back, I didn't see no move or nothing. But remember this, remember. In Jesus' name, release that in her. Ladies before gentlemen, even if they come up late, you know. Not you, I'm not talking about you. We got one here. Go, Andi Hakomenes. He's reaching way down in to bring someone forward. And you'll feel it. It'll come out in a boldness. There'll be a boldness like it. It's getting you ready for the time of what you'd handle and things. So, Father, in Jesus' name, release this in her. And the other thing she's asking, give that to her. Release your glory. Now.
Jesus.
Raise those arms up. I'll check them. Still good. You're good. Ladies before gentlemen, mainly because I know what's wrong with her. No, I don't, not yet. What I'm getting mostly up here is hunger, not a late night meal, unless it's a word. What I'm getting is a lot of hunger that people are wanting to move into their place and ministry and begin it. And that's what he's going to help. He's going to do that. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, gosh. You know, this meeting, it's not like usually. Usually I teach and then... But he's doing something different here. I haven't had anything quite like this happen. I think there's going to be launching some people. Getting near the end, we need more. Oh, Father, look at those hands. You lay them on people. Pull their arms up and say, look at them. Yeah, they're holding. And Jesus, now with your glory, do this for him. Do this in Jesus' name. You know how I started? I wasn't able to speak publicly yet, but I ran an ad in a paper, said plan to attend a miracle service. And that 16-year-old kid that played the guitar for me. He played and played, kept playing the song, and I was hiding and peeking out. There's maybe 10 or 12 people there. I finally came out. The old plastic microphone that fits into a big old reel-to-reel recorder. And I picked that up. I was shaking. I was so scared. But after I talked a little, I got a little bolder, and I called. There's a woman up by me, and I didn't know it. She came up to get prayed for it, and I started yelling, somebody's got a deaf ear in here. I think I heard it, you know. And she kept trying to get my attention. It was her. She had already come up. And I didn't know it, but I did then. And then I went, shh. I didn't want the crowd to hear it, in case it didn't open. I said, shh. And she was quiet then. So I prayed for her ear. And then I whispered in it, can you hear me? She said, yes. I said, you can? And then she had a deaf ear, and I prayed for her. It helped me. Get bold. It helped me come out. He's just doing something in you. My goodness, he is. I've been wanting to stop, but I can't. Father, whatever this is, make that change. Make the change. Bring him on in. In Jesus' name, this is just too good. Watch him for a minute. Oh, Father. stay with him for a minute. He can't see me. He started laughing when I walked by. A couple of times I've seen this. Have I prayed for you? Come here. This is what I wanted to see. Raise him up. I thought so. Look, there's nothing I can do to help that. See, you ready?
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name, Father, you're going to be a little taller, about a quarter of an inch. In Jesus, look at that, la la la. He loves you. She knows that. You're not going to have any trouble later on. You'll grow old with a good back preaching to people or something. Okay.
I see.
Okay. I prayed for you a little while ago, right? What did I pray for? What? I think I missed something. Come here again, won't you? I was just going in. I was just going into the Spirit. This is your system. This is your system, including immune. And this is really good. Father, in Jesus' name, now her immune system is peaked. It's peaking. It's coming up there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name now. I didn't get anything else, except you've been getting sick or a lot lately, or not a much resistance, and it's over. It's over. How many don't mind services like this? You heard preaching all year somewhere, didn't you? You might as well sit there and look at preaching. Look at what they're preaching about. Something like that. Sowing and reaping, usually. I'll stop right there. That one almost blinded me. What is it, migraines? What is it? Well, you better come, because he's poured this workings and miracles out. He's doing it. How about let's ending this today? What do you think? You think it's ending today? Does that hurt you now? I don't know about now, but I know about the future. Your head's gonna feel different. It's coming now, in Jesus' name. You be healed. No more migraines, because the reasons is gone. There's a miracle taking place. You be healed in Jesus' name now. Woo! Things will even look different. How do I look? She's healed. So I look good. Yes. Hi. You like coming up in the line? Is this a family? Family too? Hi. Don't you like how your finances to increase? I'm just naming some blessings I see. You just come up to be blessed? Or did you have a specific reason? Like she got migraines, then it was an inherited. Okay. All of them get those kind of headaches. You too? What are you up?
I just wanted that financial blessing.
The financial?
That's the mama.
Oh, your mama? I'd have never known it. You come up for the financial part? Oh, that's a blessing. That is a blessing. It's good. Church is fun if there's anything happening here. Always coming. I saw finances, so I saw that. Jesus. If they really were going to get 100 full return, they'd fall up. They'll get his 100 full. You don't want any more headaches, do you? All of you? You too? Are you one of these? And you too? I'm not talking about you two. I meant this is tough. He's going to heal you. She lifts those hands just like this. Watch him close for a minute. Here he comes. All these headaches, they're done away with. In the name of Jesus, they are. You're in trouble when your knees bend forward. We don't try to be funny. It just comes out of our mouth before we can stop it. Don't you? You don't deliberately. No. Me either. And you think, well, if I'm talking, how can I hear God? Trust me, I do. He doesn't care if I'm talking or not. He speaks up.
Yes, he does.
It's true. You're getting yours. I'll tell you what, if you give me a gift to play the piano, we'll get your head healed.
Okay.
Was I okay on the guitar?
You were amazing.
I like him. Look at this kid. Raise those arms up for me, would you?
You're too young. You're growing fast. Father, in Jesus' name, whoa, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Look at that, Jesus' name. Other one's catching up now.
Now, you're not going to have future back trouble. It's causing some of that pain. And that's leaving from this area. In Jesus' name, I said, you can't stay, and you can't. I have to make up some things I got to tell Gary that you said about him. We're going to take another offering. You could think about it. As if we would do that. He'll ask me about you. He's one of a kind. I remember when he had nicotine patches. And he's chewing nicotine gum. Smoking a cigarette, leaving church. He tries to make it to a water tower that's about a mile away and not light up. He starts shaking and nicotine gum's going and he's chewing. He's the only preacher I ever let behind the pulpit that smoked. You remember when I said that? He could teach the hind leg right off of a dog smoking. Yeah. It's a pack. I think they called the cigarettes a canine or something. Canines. I think we're going to get to teach tomorrow. His power is coming, doing something for you. Something. Because He knows. He knows. When you know what He wants, you'll do it. People, it's not hard to serve Him. We're in a serving time as this nation's ever seen. We don't get beat up, cussed out, jailed. I'd do it anyway. We don't have any of that. I think God's lost more of us to the devil and the flesh than He lost during times of persecution. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm going to stand up for God. You don't think it's standing up, putting all that stuff aside, and receiving what He needs for the people in prayer? And, come on. We don't have to be beat up to do exploits for Him. You can go in and do what nobody else is doing, and they don't. They hardly pray or do anything. You can make a difference. Devil will fight you and say, you think this is doing any good? I got two good words for him. Shut up. He don't like that. I tell him stories sometimes. Are you here? Thank you. I know it. You can't deny it. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you another one of my stories. I'm going to heaven, a new heaven and a new earth. Created all for the knew me, everybody that served Him. But you know what? You know why you're going to hell where there's a fire? Because fire is made of a substance that spirits can't escape from and you'll never, never get out. That's where you're going. And I'm going to heaven to eat honey and stuff. He doesn't stay very long. I said, you're so stupid. Satan didn't have a tempter. You did. You could have had a way out, you stupid devil. Why did you follow him? You didn't have to. Why? What, you wanted to be an exalted little thing? Why? Usually they're gone by that time. I can't show them back in. Oh my gosh, we went past the carnal hour. I'm just kind of waiting. Okay. The hurt come up from here into my heart, kind of. So it's definitely got to do with your heart. And you do get a pain there, and then it goes away, and you get it again. Never completely goes away, like, oh, it vanished 5 months ago. So come. You might have sat in a service and watched the things happen to know that something would happen to you. I don't know that. I just know you need to come. When I look at my watch, I'm thinking, is it time to go? And then when he interrupts, well, and then when he graciously speaks again, you can know that really needs to be healed.
And why didn't he do it in the beginning?
Maybe you wouldn't have come up there. Come. How many has a doubt that they're here? We've got a pencil. I guess the only one that's doubting, it's the person that's here. Am I getting ornery? Listen, he loves you. Come on, get rid of those pains before they turn into something. And part of him just got getting you is he wants you to know he loves you. He didn't pass you by. Come on. The faith is there. It is there. Yes, ma'am. It is there. It is over. Now you can come and run up a mountain with Bronk. He'll run up a mountain. She's healed. I guess I could turn to Genesis, first chapter, first verse, and then you can put a marker in the book of Revelation where we'll stop, okay? What is that thing called right there? When they hurt, do they hurt bad? He must be healing somebody. Come up here. Come up here if you got that reoccurring pain. I don't think it's today. It just appeared. Can't stay. Can't. It's over. Jesus' name, take it, and all the pain, you be healed, little one, in Jesus' name. there's a correction taking place in your body. And the correction was part of this, helped cause that. It's all over. It's over. In Jesus' name. You be healed in this thing. It's being made new. In the name of Jesus, release that glory in Him now. You know, when you read a book over, say Ephesians, Galatians, and you read the book 10 times, just front to back, and Ephesians, Galatians, and then you get that done 10 times, go to Galatians and do the same thing. How come you can read a sentence and then can't turn around and quote it back? But after you look at it and read it, sir, 10, 15 times, you can quote it back. What happened? Can you harness it? What happened? What would that do to those tucked away parables that nobody understands hardly? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, standeth in the way of sinners, sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight's in the word of God. In it does he meditate day and night. Be like a tree that's planted next to the river, brings forth every year. See, whenever I get a subject, I'll read the book so many times, and then I'll find the end of the subject of that parable, whether it comes 2 or 3. Then I'll read them over several times, and automatically meditation will settle in, and automatically answers will begin to come. What about the old oil magnate that went over? So I'm going to England and watch over my all the oil I've discovered there. No, I'll be back, old partner. So y'all just have to stay here and run our oil wells when I'm gone. So he goes over and he stays longer than he thinks and comes back. They're all having coffee. Say, I heard that you have lots and lots of wells over there. They got coffee and they're picking up mugs that weigh 5 pounds each. He's over there and he gets a little cup of tea. He's been over there 15 years. And the little finger goes up. Well, old partner, how's the holdings going over there in Britain? Tally, hold the fox and all that kind of rock. You said you'd never talk like that. Like what, my good man? He didn't do it. He didn't change it. That's the part you can put to work. If I taught on meditation, find out all about it. I don't know a lot because I'm smart. Come on. You should get the tapes on meditation. Tapes. Meditation, imagery, and delivery, you dinosaur. I'm winding down, I think. My daughter, Tawny, she was so funny that time. Tawny, I was on the radio.
You was?
Yes.
How'd you do that?
Well, I sent them tapes.
What kind of tapes?
7-inch, reel-to-reel on a big tape recorder.
What's a reel-to-reel?
Well, it's like a cassette's little reel and a big one, and it's big like that. And
oh. Okay. Well, I burned the CD.
What was wrong with it? That's a dinosaur.
What was wrong with it?
And why'd you burn it, for crying out loud? Those things cost money. I don't know when I've had so much fun. And there's very few services I just get to do what I want. So this time I can earnestly say it without fibbing in church. It's my pleasure to serve you from his table. Oh, I don't know. Why was I clapping for it?
Praise God. Let's give the Lord another great big hand. Do you appreciate that or what? Just serving off the master's table. And we appreciate you so much coming to these services and being a part of it and just praying and just asking God to just do what he wants to do during these services. Please continue to come through the week. Sometimes people want to meet Pastor Dave, say thanks. We appreciate it, and we want to give you that opportunity. We're going to, later in the week, maybe have a fellowship. I will ask you, during much of these services, some anointings are different. But the where he's at and when the Holy Spirit takes him out like this, it takes him a while to just sit and to begin to recover. So we want to give him that time to do so. So sometimes people want to say hi, and we're going to give you that opportunity later in the week, maybe, and we'll let you know what day that's going to take place. But we're also going to let him come back from where he's at, and he's been in a good place, hasn't he? Hallelujah. Back into the natural so he can communicate real well. So we love you. Thank you so much for coming. Tomorrow night we'll be here. Please come and bring someone with you. How many of you know that tonight was even different than last night, and then it just increased and got stronger and stronger? What's it going to be like Friday night? My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. John, it's so good to see you. Drove how far? 1,027 miles. I think he came the furthest away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Would you just come and dismiss us in prayer and say good night? Hallelujah. Would you all stand, please? Just bless the people going out of here tonight.
Father, we thank you, and we bless you for everything. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Pastor Dave. We thank you for these services in this place. Father, we thank you for everyone here in attendance. Father, we pray blessings upon them. Multiply everything in their lives, Father God, to your glory and to your honor and to your praise, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.